now.
Stardew Day, the tour away, Northwest London, Friday, 19th Shabbat, 21st of January, Rav Shlomo Miller, Parshas Yisro. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Blachman, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Shayor Ben Avron, Shimshon Zichron Levrocha, whose yahrzeit was last Sunday, Leila Nishmas, Moras Sora Roiza Bas, Rabbi Yomin HaKohen, Oleh HaSholem, whose yahrzeit is today.
That we're back here 2 years of COVID, this push it, and Baruch Hashem, yes, hopefully the Rebbe Shtosh should give the right words and pick up ourselves. But at first, I feel mamish an obligation to thank Hashem, to thank you like everybody. When Yisrael came, the first thing, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem, the first thing we got to say, Taka Baruch Hashem, it's not posh, it's not simple at all. One of the things that, you know, Gam Koroino Zochol HaToiv, the fact that it learned us a great lesson that nothing is, don't take anything for granted. Nothing. Once upon a time, when I came to shul, I felt that we must appreciate me. Listen, I came, I made the effort, I was Mashlim Dominion, and so all of a sudden we were not there. Doors closed, and we were waiting so much to come to shul, and Baruch Hashem, yes, the fact that we can sit here together, let's not take it for granted. Hashem, Todah. Thank Hashem, yes, El Chesed Berachmen. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hoidu Hashem ki toiv ki loyim chasdoi. Every time it says Hoidu Malei. Hey Vav, Dalet Vav. Besides once. In Komis Merkuf Zayin, Hoidu, it says Hoidu Choser. Hoidu, Hoidu, Hey Dalet Vav. There's no Vav after the Hey, Kloimam. So I once heard a great shot. That Mizmor Kuzayah speaks all about our Bosh, it's Rishim Lahoido, it's Choylush and Isrape, and somebody went out of jail. A person who understands to thank Hashem only when there's something special going on, that's Hoydu Choser. Because Hoydu, you gotta thank, Hoydu Hashem Ketev Ki Le'olam Chasdoi. Don't take anything for granted. Yes, thank Hashem. Like the Chassam Sofer says, Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim, Shabichu Kol Ha'umim. When did the Goyim understand to thank? Only Ki Gova Goleinu Chasdoi. When there's a great chesed going on. Of Emes, the Emes is, Hashem Le'olam Haleluka. You gotta thank Hashem Tomid. Yes, don't take anything for granted on everything. Hashem, Todah. Thank you, Hashem. Somebody once told me, as Igishmak, that Hoidu in Kuzayin, we make the Cheshbon. How many words? Hoidu Hashem, Ki Toy, Ki Loha. 7 words. How many letters? Hoidu 3, right? Chosa. Go on. 24 letters. Klima, not only when there's something special go on, 24/7, Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv, Ki Le'olam Chasdoi. And you know, 24 times 7 is how much? 168, right? Count the letters in Mizmor L'Soida. 168. 24/7, Mizmor L'Soida, Hashem Todah. Don't take anything for granted. Yes, who believed once upon a time that the fact we can send kids to cheder, yeah, we're simple, push it, right? And the fact we can have a chazana normally. All of a sudden, on every little thing, mamish, Hashem Todah, Shum Davar, Lo Muvan Meilav, don't take anything for granted. Oh, you Levi, Levi, we should take it with us for a lifetime. To thank Hashem, Tomid Loilam, but I once heard, Leo Imeinu, we have no shaykhs, right? Just, you know, what we can take for us as a lesson. Leo Imeinu says, when Yehuda was born, she stopped giving birth. She said, thank you. So, what's going on? What's my palm? Right, she says on the spot, a palm. Because the Imoyes HaKadosha, they knew that Yaakov Avinu going to have 12 Shvatim. Now, 4 women, so everybody got 3. Now Yehuda was a 4th. It's an extra one. Hashem Todah. Hapam. Now, hey, excuse me. And the fact that Reuben, Shimon, and Levi were born, everything is fine, everything is normal. You did not understand to thank. Only when there's something special going on. That was a shtickletainer. You have to thank Hashem Tomid Le'olam Voyet. There's a great story about this young man in Ponevich Yeshiva came to Rav Shach. and telling him, oh, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, the first girl was born. Well, I'm making such little kiddush. Rav Shach understood that, you know, he's doing something yitzhak. So he says, wait, tell me the truth. If she would be born after 10 years, what will you make? Oh, then I would make a, I would call the whole town for the kiddush. New, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you 8-10 years to wait. Enough to make even a bigger kiddush? Don't take anything for granted. Shum davar lo muvan meilav. Nothing is understandable by itself. On everything, to thank Hashem. Well, somebody once sent me a copy of a newspaper. It's called Globes. Globes. This is a business. No, it's a story. Globes. Anyway, so it said over there. Shavi guf ha'adam ne'emad $45 million. Our person's body. Yeah, if you want to sell your vessels, right? There's a in China. There's a hospital for transplanting, whatever, and you can make from your body $45 million. And he brings down for the lungs, you can get $115,000. For the kidneys, every $195,000. And Tristan, the heart went down the price because it's artificial, so it's only $57,000. Every gram of bone marrow, Rirachem Hashem, $23,000. A person has approximately about $23 million of bone marrow. It's like, it's going to hit me because, you know, we get up in the morning, oh, what do we do? Oh, the banks, the minus in the bank, and the electricity bill kit. Tata, missing here, missing. Hey, excuse me, 45 million you've got already. It's a nice start for holidays. Yes. Start thanking for what you've got. Shum davar lo muvan meilav. Nothing is understandable by itself. Yes. Yes, and when my parents were in the hospital, my mother was with the oxygen, with the corona. Oy gewalt, oy tata, how much we davened, and now we appreciate so much. Oy tata, al shechi yisonu. Yes, hello ma. Yeah, she's on the phone. She's with me. Oy Hashem, toda. Nothing is understandable by itself. Thank Hashem. Oy gewalt, and zok the kasam soifer. Meirede. He says in that mizmor of Zion at the end of the pasuk, it says mi chacham. So he gives pshat like this. Who is a wise man which wants to watch over himself? He should not become sick. He should not become go in jail. Make sure to thank Hashem. This way we won't have to remind you that there's Hashem is Barach with Hashem Yerachem Psamach Letzivos. Yes, that, you know the story about this guy in Tel Aviv in an office building, 22nd floor. He got stuck there, and it's before the mobiles, and he's Aves Tishvos Satan. He's knocking on the doors. He's going crazy. Vos Tutman, what do you do? Well, when he sees a window, opens up. Hello, 22 floors, just nothing doing. Vos Tutman, oh, so he put his hand in the pocket, takes out a shekel. Looks down, boom, on the street. The guy bends down, puts it in his pocket, and gets weiter. Why does he look where it's coming from? What do you think? He's raining shkolim today. 10 shekels. That'll be something more elegant. Hand in pocket, and choop, on a shoulder on the street. Guy bends down, puts it in his pocket, and gets amach. Mikhail Platzen. Why is he looking where it's coming from? He's looking for something. He found a bottle. Oh, boom, boom. Finally, someone looking up to me. Ay, ay, ay. If we'll know how to pick up our eyes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing it down the shkolim, we won't have to throw on us bottles. Yes. Nothing is understandable by itself. Yes, yes. I think it was Rabbi Kivega says this word. So Yveach Toido, Yechab Denoni. Whoever brings a carbon toido is Mechabed Hashem. Oh, but you should know. V'sam derech, if you take it as a way of life to thank Hashem Keseda, Arenu Yesha Elohim, you will be seeing more and more Yeshua Hashem. Yes, like we say, Moitzes Shabbos Upsach Lonu Hashem Elohimkenu. Shari Oiro, Shari Arichas Yomim, Shari Brocha, Shari did about 62 Sharim. You know what the master key to open all of them? Boyu Sha'ara? Besoido. Yes. Start getting used to thanking Hashem. Yes. And Azeh, you'll be mamshech on yourself more and more Yeshua Hashem. Ulevai, Ulevai. So let's get to the Parshas HaShavua and Be'ezer Hashem. Oh, pick up ourselves. Oh, Tata, give me the right words. Be'ezer Hashem. Vayish Vayizroi Koyen Midyon, Dok Rashi. Interesting. Later on, it says, "Eis kol asher osa elokim leMoshe." Rosh Rashi says, "Sagan Sereshima." He goes on, and Shalaya Yam and Amalek. Excuse me, no, Kriyas Yamsuf at Be'er and all that. One second. Right over here, he says only. So I once heard from Arav Barzel Zatzal, he was a Rishim Emir Brachfeld, the Edom of a Blazer Lopian, I think, from the. See, he said, he says, Rashi bringing the Chazal, which are asking, Mashmua Shoma Uba. So many people heard, Shoma Amimir Gozud, Chiloch Azio Ishmi Plushes, everybody got a tzitter, a shuckle, but no one came. Mashmua Shoma Uba! In these two things, there's something special. Yisrael was going crazy. What? Mitzrayim, are you whacked up? Are you? Where's? You see, Klal Yisrael, Rebbein Shalom is making them such nisim, and so, and you're going on in the arms of chasing. Where's your seichel? Come on. So Yisrael came to a conclusion. The pshat is as a person can see so many things. Very clear, Hashgacha, very clear. And if it's not to get to him, he'll go on. But chap, what's tutzach do? Stop and think what's going on. You don't think, you just can do. Put the opposite of what you see. And that gave Masat Sitter. If so, that was the game Masat. Same thing with Melchemes Amalek. Everybody's afraid. Everybody, Shomami or Gaz, Lefochas, and they not only, they come and fight against Klal Yisrael. What's going on here? Pshat! This is a mensch. He can see so many clear things and do right the opposite. Ibazoisa have to take it. Lemaisa. Shmua Upa. Yes. We see all these different things, but let's take it to our heart. Lemaisa. What are we doing with it? Because if not, you can, at the end of the day, you can do poof, I can't what you saw. It's like there's a great story, the Mashgiach of Kulterra says he was going with a taxi driver, and the taxi driver is telling him, oh, you know, I got a friend, who got Chazar B'Tshuva, he became a Baal Tshuva. Oh, we had a great story. We were with him in the army, something, we were going for whatever, in these forests, you know, and all of a sudden a snake rounded up this my friend. And Mami, she was, so somebody told him, say Shema Yisrael. So he called out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He just finished saying the chod, and the snake just whoop, bumped away. So Mashgiach asks him, you saw it? He says, yes. So how come you didn't come from Chazar B'Tshuva? He says, well, it didn't happen to me, it happened to him. Fashteis for the tutsach, das is a mensch. Yeah. Shmuel ba, kriyas yamsum melchemes amolik. Oi, so let's tackle. I'm back in the beina, ulevai b'siyatish. Then there's a meirin kevot. Oi. So the Chofetz Chaim asks a simple question. We know all that. First, what was? First was, and then there was, right? He ran away safe from power. Then he was in the Golus. So why did he get fakert? So I heard of it five truths. One sweeter than the next. Sazi. I think they're restrained. I think they're abandoned. It says because the hashlomo of a yatzileni mechayv of paroi is when Moshe was told kimesu ho anoshim amevakshim esnafshecho. Right. So when Dosan and Aviram became poor on yichosh of kames, so then he knew sure that's it. He don't got to be afraid about paro. So the finish of the snakes. Of the Eliezer was after Gershon. But the Chofetz Chaim said, Pshat Anders, he said like this, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he must make himself a reminder. He's in Midyan, by himself, lonely, he got to put a reminder for himself. Moshe, you're not a Midyani. You're not an English, you're not an American, you're not an Israeli. Du bist Tayyid, du bist Moshe Rabbeinu. Kerei Siberetz Nachriyo. And that he felt was more important than before, thanking on the Eliezer. First thing, make a reminder, Moshe, you are something else. Ata mashu acher. Yes, Gdera Isi. It's like once I met Rav Ben David from the Dura Miyastim of Seminar Haim. He was Nift already. He was once in Chicago. He was once in Chicago in the Immigration Center waiting for his turn to come up, and all of a sudden there's a boy staring at him 5, 6, 7 minutes, becoming very annoying. Like, what does he want for my life? And all of a sudden he turns up to him, "Excuse me, are you Jewish?" "You're Jewish. What do you want?" He says, "Listen, I live in Mexico. In my town, no Jews, never ever saw a Jew in my life for the first time. I'm so excited because I read a lot about you. I saw you. You're considered a sons of Hashem. I want to meet one of you. You're one of you guys. Can you understand? What is your mission here on this world as son of Hashem? Tell me, what are you thinking about? I'm sure not like me, all these nonsense come up to your head, huh? Son of Hashem, have these higher thoughts." Rav Ben David told me he was shocked. He's right. We're not such an animal and two, stop a human being here on this world. We are something else. Mashuacher. Bonim atem Hashem alekech. We think differently, we talk differently, behave that and go dress differently. Anachnu mashuacher. Geira yisi beretz nachir. Ulevai. Moshe Schneider Zatzel, here from London, he said it a bit different. He said like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to thank Hashem. The fact that he was so many years, from the age of 13 till the age of 80, and he stayed by Shabbeinu, the Gantz Kedusha. He felt that was a bigger nace than Vayatzilein Mecherev Bawi. Yes, that's why he first gave Gershon and then Eliezer. Reb Moshe Feinstein says the same word, a bit different, and he says like this, Moshe Rabbeinu, if he wouldn't have been Gera Isi, so what are we going to thank for? Vayatzilein and he became a Midyani. Only after, Gela Yisi, you stayed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Then there's what to thank for. That by Atzileinu Mecherev Bawi. But the base is Royal Kocht. Oy zok teramoyer dekevod. Osh, fire. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't mesugel to give the name Eliezer. Well, I'm going to sing and dance by Atzileinu Mecherev Bawi. My dear brothers are never suffering by Bawi. Moshe Rabbeinu, noise be'oil, by Yarmis, he just couldn't do it. Fakir, Gershon. Yes, I'm feeling my dear brothers. I'm also in Gullus. When did they give him the name Eliezer? So Rashi says when he went back to Mitzrayim to save Klal Yisrael, so the Malach was swallowing up, right? But there, Bamalai, Rashi says Eliezer was a small baby. They were afraid to make a bris milah. Now I'm going to save Klal Yisrael. Now I can sing and dance about my simcha. Vayatzileinu Mecherev Bawi. That's a Jew thinking, feeling about the others. As we zog the oil is a frayim, kol oilam nizayim b'shvil chanino b'ni. Zog to gewalt. Pashtas of Shari is that the zuchuz of Rab Chanino can give barnos of the whole world. Zog to deeper. Be'etzim, the whole world should not be getting food. The only one who deserves to get mozay nemichyo is Rab Chanino ben Doisa. But Hashem knew he's going to see everybody hungry. He's not going to be able to eat. So b'shvil chanino b'ni that he should be able to eat. Kol ha'olam nizah. Yeah, it's a Jew. He sees the other guy suffering. He's there to give him a hand, to give him a heart on his shoulder. Oi! Das ist ein Jid. But that, Rashi says here, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, right? Vayichan Moshen Yochid Vayachanu. Rashi says, Ke Ish Echad Belev Echad. Interesting, last week's parsha, Umitzrayim Noisei Achariyem. So Rashi says, again, Noisim, Belev Echad Ke Ish Echad. Was tut Zachda? By Klal Yisrael, it's Ke Ish Echad Belev Echad. By the Goyim Fakert. Oy, Herzachayim Moiridik. Meir Shapira said over from his Rebbe, the Chalt Kever, Meir the Kever, it says in the Gemara, Atem Kuruim Adam, Ve'enu Moisa Oilam Kuruim Adam. A goy is not called a human being, is not an Adam. So Meir Shapira said over, Oizak the Geval. Every Loshayim that's coming to say about people, so there's a Yochid and a Rabbin, Ish Anoshim, Yeled, Yelodim, Bein, Banim, besides one Loshin Adam. There's no Adamim. It's B'nai Adam. But the Adam and the Yochid and the Rabbin are the same thing. Yes. Thus is Klal Yisrael. The only nation in the world that the Yochid and the Rabbin, Ainu Ach, yes, the one single man suffering and everybody's there to help him. If somebody's sick, everybody's davening, everybody's trying to do, thus is Klal Yisrael. Yeah, and Bechlal, you know, it's Meredik, you know. The yeshivas, Moisdis, and that's a sort of people of Mosmach and Chasnik marrying off children and having trouble and coming. Besser, wo es geht mir rund dort nach, ich schiebe nach Israel, I have plenty of my boys, this and this, and still people all over the world, if it's in London, if it's in America, if it does push it with such a Christ, because Klal Israel, the Yochid and the Rabbit are the same thing. Klal Israel feels an a Christ, Klal Israel are united, this is the Pshat. By Klal Israel, it's Ke'ish Echot, we're be'etzem one Shoyrish Neshama. And sometimes it was Zeichet to come to one goal together, B'lei V'chod. By the Goyim, they're separate people. Sometimes, if they have one goal to fight it against Klal Yisrael, so they behave like one person. B'lei V'chod Ke'ish Echot. Das ist Klal Yisrael. Oy, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. Yes, to feel. A Yid feels another fellow Jew. Yes, you know, he won't leave him behind. He'll give his heart. He'll take a chrayas to help. Whatever it is, all over the world, no difference where you come from Eretz Yisrael, from wherever you are. Oh, Tate, thank you so much. Ashreinu, shalom yaseni goy, oy gival. But we should take a behave is enough to say. Oy, 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 oy. Oy, I heard a shout for vote. Oish. Yisrael comes and he sees what's going on. Can't work like this. He sees everybody standing there. So many dinner in Torah. So he tells him, dear son-in-law, it won't work like that. Listen to me. I'll give you a good answer. Listen. So what's the first thing he says? Bizar to esem esachukim. So the Chazal say, "What is those aderech yelchubo?" The Gemara says in Bom Metzia, "Alicha is derech eretz, bikur choylim, kibilas chasodim." Gemara in Bom Metzia, the flamid of the base of the mafkin, a ganzer reshima of how to behave yourself. Well, Yisrael, very sorry. You know, you want to give a technical plan. You're good in organizing. Pleasure, vakasha. Please offer your help, but who put you for a mashgiach? A ganze shmuz, shkayach, talk with Moshe Rabbeinu. He's running the show. Like, go into, you know, give him a shmuz. Tell him about. Excuse me, Miss Samchalish. Yisrael is watching the whole day. So many dinei Torah. He's listening to them. He sees what's going on. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, listen. As I'm watching and listening, I'm telling you, something's wrong going on. You got to teach them how to behave. They're only thinking about themselves. Somebody did the terrorist. He took me and looked. It's mine. It's a diet. Teach him gemilas chasodim, biku choylim. You'll see 50% of the dinatir just blow off. Listen to me. The other 50%, I got a technical plan for you. If we'll start behaving right, Gmilas Chasodim, being Mevata, another fellow friend, Nishmachin can ace from things. Wow, how much we can build Klal Yisrael. Become united together, think about others. Right, this Nishnachoyev, Einach and Ami. But think about your other friends. So what? I must tell you a great story that happened by us in Yeshiva. Going back 3 years ago, two Bachrim got engaged, two different Shurim. So if it would be a regular day, no problem. Everybody has his oilim, his share, his plenty of boys. So shouldn't be any problem. The problem was that the chasm is in the summer, beinas manin, of, you know, everybody's going on holidays. So there's not too many brachim to dance. So you have two chasmis on that same night, it's a bit of a problem. So one did not know of each other, and they both made the chasna on Yudalad Menachem Av. So one the guy was Goldschmidt, the son of Daniel, the Rav of the Yekes by the Yekes by us, and another boy, which scold, whatever. So he, they both made on Yedalad Menachem Av, and all of a sudden, Oyival. So the Skoldschmidt is the older boy, and he already did first. So he comes over to Skold, and you know, can you try to ask your Shmer if he can try to push it off, because you know it's in the summer and it's gonna affect my chasana. Okay, I'll try to ask him. So he calls him up, and his shver calls up like this. They ordered Yudalad Menachem Av in Tamir, in Yerushalayim, next to Ezra Stern. Now, in Tamir, there's the hall downstairs and there's the hall upstairs. So the hall upstairs is smaller hall, it's cheap. So Yad Eliezer makes catering over there, since, you know, if you're ready to make a cheap chasana, we're with you to help. You want to be downstairs? You have money to pay another few thousand for a hall? Get along yourself, take catering. Okay. So, but they made upstairs as Shverz and Gaman Parnas and Gaman Demir. And, okay, Seder. So, anyway, he calls up Tamir. Do you have another date? He says, sorry, summer is booked for upstairs. If you want downstairs, the next day, Tu B'Av, you can have it. How much is it? Made a cheshbon. Another few thousand, about 3,000 shekel, just the hall. And more, and another 30 shekel for every portion, because there's no Yad Eliezer. So it's another 15,000 shekel. Fein Gaman, it's... What do we do? And his shver tells his son-in-law, the chassan, tell the boy, we're going downstairs. Rav Shteyman put us in the bones. Milevater lo mafsidim. From being bevata, you don't lose out. Hashem yazor. If that's going to affect him and he's going to feel bad about it, we're not going to shter simcha. We're going off for the next day. Kacha. Well, look at that. Look at that. What says when you be bevata? Oi, oi, oi. 3 weeks later, a bocher in yeshiva got married to Reb Hillel Rotman from the Iyun HaParsha. If you know, does he raises a lot of money for the Iyun HaParsha, for Yigalite, to support Yigalite. Anyway, so this skull, this chassan, which pushed off the Tu B'Av, he's speaking there, Drush, he's a good speaker. And the Reb Rotman is asking, who are you? So he says, my name is Skull. Your name is Skull, very nice. What does he says? He's a chassan. I say, who's your chutn? Barnes. Ah, from the mayor? David Barnes? Oh, good friend of mine. Yes, when's your chassan? Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av. And it hooked up in his mind because he is Yortzai, his father's Yortzai, this Tu B'Av. So it's a Marayne Kov, Tu B'Av, David Barnes is making chassan. John. A few days later, I heard this from Reb Hillel Rotman, he told me personally. A few days later, a rich guy from America is in Eretz Yisrael, 12 o'clock at night. Rotman, you got time for me? 12, okay, nu come on. He comes and he says, well, I'm here, I'm going back to America. I'm marrying off Bezer Hashem and Tu B'Av. Please find me a Yigaman, Choshim Yigaman, which is marrying off. I want to participate in this chasana, and they should have me for my chasana kala b'siyata d'shmaya. It does. Takes out a check, $5,000. That was Chedek Aleph. Next day, a younger man comes to Reb Hillel Rotman. He says, you know, there's a psagvir which is ready to support Yigalite, which are marrying off in Eretz Yisrael, Yigalite, Choshim Yigalite in the Mir, but on one condition. He's ready to make a match. For every $1,000, he's going to give another $1,000. So he takes out the check. Hey, listen, I've got for David Barnes $5,000. And sure enough, another $5,000. So the chasana and everything was covered up with the music, with the altsing eventos. Yes, milavater lo mafsidim. From being mavater, you don't lose out. So when the person learns up to gemilas chasadim, so many dinner terrors, you can take off bezer Hashem. Oi, let's take a bezer Hashem. Oi, pick up our souls. Ulevai b'siyata d'shmaya. And another. Oh wow, it's getting late. Wow. So chabrein b'chodesh hashlishi. Why not? Chodesh Nisan. The whole Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why did we wait till Sivan? So there's different Midrashim, or because they were in Shari Tumah, or because they were sick. That, but the Medrash HaGadol says it's more than there's a Chumash Midrashim, brings it down. Nisan, that's Mazal Taleh. That's a behema. No, it's not good for Torah. Ior Mazal Shor. No, it's not good. Sivan Mazel Ta'imim, twins. Oh, that's Odom. So what's Odom? Odom Yeshloi Peladaber. Oh, very clear. You're dying? Lispoy, patch the hand. Raglayim Lurkoy. Who are you? He, that's good for Torah. If it would say you're dying Lassis Mitzvahs, okay, I can understand. You're dying Lispoy, Raglayim Lurkoy, trap. Ah, out of powerful. The Beis Sawin, the Baron, he was a Talmud of the Netziv, Baron Vulcan. At the end of his years, he was in America. So he was asked to say a shir. So after the shir, the Rashi said, what do you say about my voice? He says, listen, Kishroyas, not less than the was in Valozhin. But one thing I was missing. When I learned Valozhin, we learned Shnai Moisim Batali, Zeri Mekulishuli, Zeri Mekulishuli, Leia Mastis in the Lake of Bananas. Wow. Oy vey. Unser Mishnah Gate Nishma Bananas, we were trying, Cheshbainis, to try to sort it out. So Gate Nish, finally, oh, Leila Mastis in Kibananas. Baruch Hashem. Oh, that I was missing here. That feeling that it's Unser Mishnah. Oy, it should. I was missing. What's the daimless point? We find one place in the Torah. By Balak. By Yisbek Eskapa, when Bilam, instead of cursing, he benched Klal Yisrael. Aish, what do you do to me? So this point is a way of giving out Tsar. It's not enough, Peladarim. You're dying this point. It should hurt your Akasha. You're glad when you're tansmit and teretz. That's how you recover Torah. Let's hope, Ezer Hashem, all of us, to be zeichet, to be recover Torah. Learn a term, tag yishmak, b'siyat and yishmaya, agud Shabbos, agud Shabbos. Wow. Tony.